Okay, we're now joined by the race-winning owner, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale, can you just start us off, maybe just talking about your week so far and how you feel about the electricity of this event?
Well, obviously, wearing a lot of hats this weekend. Owner of the car that wins the Xfinity race today with Daniel, and a broadcaster on the prime team for tomorrow's Cup race. So I'm kind of seeing this experience from a lot of different perspectives, and I've enjoyed the trip, man. It's been awesome. The energy, the reception, and just how, you know, the colorful, the colors of the city, and everything's just so cool. The culture's really a lot of fun. Daniel is so proud to have his industry in Mexico City and have all of us here to see what Mexico City is all about, because he has a ton of pride in that. And so I know there's a lot of pressure on him to come here to perform, to do well. And he wants everybody in the NASCAR industry to have a great experience. So I can't imagine the things that are running through his mind just leading up to this weekend, much less on the racetrack, you know, trying to race well. So I was so thankful for him to be able to have a moment like he had today. I know he wants to win again tomorrow, but I'm just so thankful that he got to show what he can do and give everybody here in attendance something to be excited about and cheer for.
Okay, if you have a question for Dale, please raise your hand. We'll get Mike over to you. We'll start with Bob.
Yeah. Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. SVG was supposed to do this race originally. How did you come about, like, did Daniel say, I really want to do this? Like, how did this one come about? And I guess it was the right decision.
Hey, we put good cars on the track. I think any one of those track house guys could get in those cars, good victory lane. Either way, I think we'd still be sitting here today, because I told Justin, I said, man, we've worked with all your guys, and they're just amazing. He's such a great job. He, you know, if you think about their talent in the Cup Series plus Zilich, they do a really good job of hiring really top-notch drivers. So, but I'm not exactly sure about how the switch was made and why it was made, but I am thankful that we're getting to work with Justin's team and his group of drivers, because they're talented, and we know we can go to the racetrack and win with them. And I've been pretty good friends with Daniel over the years, so as well as Chastain. And so it's kind of fun to put them in good race cars and have them go out and run well and have fun doing what they do. There's not a lot of pressure on them, you know, usually, except for maybe this weekend, to run in the Xfinity Series. So it's fun to do that with them and put a good car underneath them. There's a lot of pressure, I think, as an owner, to make sure you supply them with a winning vehicle. And, you know, we feel like we can do that. So I was happy however that worked out. And I knew coming here with Daniel was going to be a great experience, just because of the reception that he would have, the attention around him driving.
We'll go here in the middle, in the hat.
Thank you. First of all, congratulations on the win. And I just wanted to ask if you could explain a little bit of what did the team do in order to get Daniel into the track after his accident while qualifying.
Absolutely. So Daniel said he felt something strange about the brakes on the original car, and but not driving the Xfinity car that often, he wasn't quite sure exactly whether it was a real issue or just something he needed to adjust to. So when he went to push the car really hard later in the day, the brakes didn't perform like he had anticipated. We had a lockup, and we have a backup car that's prepared, ready to go, and we prepare our backup car the same way we prepare our primary cars. This very car that Daniel won with today was used as a backup, unfortunately, at Chicago last year, and Justin Allgaier drove it into a top five finish there. So we felt very good about the car we were unloading for Daniel, or for any of our drivers, should the case be. And it was a lot of work, though, for our team to build the car right there in the parking lot. They had to change the seat, do a lot of things in a very short period of time. And we may have sacrificed a bit of performance with that car. That's probably not the best car we had. The best car we had was the one we put on the track first with Daniel, but we sacrificed a little performance there. But Daniel drove such a smart race, made minimal mistakes, put himself in position to win, and drove a smart few laps at the end. So you know, I felt great about the job the team did. I saw all of the mechanics as they were coming to the car at the podium, and I told them, I said, you'll never forget days like this where you have trouble, you have to get a backup out, build the car right there, right before the race begins, and your driver goes out there and wins the race. These are the moments that you always remember.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And we'll take one more for Dale from Jerry.
Dale, Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. You guys have fielded a lot of cars. You've got a lot of wins, you know, with JRM. Where will this rank for you with Daniel coming down here to his home country and getting this victory for you guys?
I will say that the experience down on the racetrack and going through the whole post-win process, photos, the podium, is unlike anything that I've ever experienced at another race. So we don't traditionally do podiums, and we don't traditionally have you know, someone as beloved as Daniel win in Mexico or any foreign country. So pretty unique set of circumstances really that made this very special and memorable. So I really didn't even think about that leading up to the race. Like I really didn't feel like I did. I'm probably glad I didn't think about what kind of pressure that might be just fielding the car for Daniel. But as we got toward the end, I started thinking about that. I was like, man, we got to win. He's got to win, you know. He's in position to win. So the experience has been amazing. The trip here was great. Our hotel, the stay, the track, all the reception, everything that everybody's done to make this a great experience for the entire industry. There's a lot of convenience, how they're feeding the teams in the garage. This is over, above and beyond our traditional experiences at all the other race weekends that we do. So very, very cool. I hope we get to come back. This has been a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Dale. Congratulations, and good luck in the broadcast tomorrow.